This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue. Carburation, fuel injection, maybe you got a distributor that needs some work. It doesn't make any difference. Stan is the man. He can make that happen for you. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. Also, if you have a Porsche, a Mini, or a BMW, and you're looking for a service department that you don't have to worry about high prices, well, Black Forest Motorsports is where you need to be. Over 40 years experience, John and his team do a phenomenal job. 8066 Engineer Road in San Diego. Go to blackforestautomotive.com, blackforestautomotive.com for all your automotive needs. So I didn't get a chance to do the calendar last hour, so I just had one event coming up on December the 8th. It's a Sunday. It's Santa's Officers Toy Drive and Car Show from 10 to 3. There'll be music, a kid zone, food, plus a real special visit from you know who. This will be at Southwestern College, parking lot C. To get in, just bring an unwrapped new toy. Move-in time is from 8 to 9, trophy presentation about 2 o'clock. Donations will support underprivileged children this holiday. Families will be selected by the San Diego County Probation Department. For event information, go to 858-229-0809. And we really want to thank Attorney King Amapour for Car Motorcycle Injury Lawyer. He was one of the sponsors. So mark your calendar, Sunday the 8th from 10 till 3 if you're interested. It'd be a fun time had by all. Well, y'all know motorsports is pretty much close, but not forgotten. The race in Abu Dhabi ran this weekend, this weekend. Lewis Hamilton, of course, crushed it. He got the pole, and he turned around and went just, you know, starting light to checkered flag. That was his 11th win of this season. So he didn't have any trouble at all, basically. It was an effortless getaway if you watch the show. I haven't watched it yet. With his lead secure after all his front-runner rivals stopped earlier than him in vain attempts to execute an unlikely undercut, the reigning world champion needed only to massage his car to the checkered flag to take a comprehensive 84th career victory. There has been a little bit of upheaval if you're into F1, and it seems like Ferrari got themselves in a little bit of hot water. They're under investigation for Leclerc's fuel irregularity. Ferrari stated that at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, his car was under investigation for a fuel discrepancy. The FIA carries out random checks of the amount of fuel teams have put in the cars before the race to monitor whether it matches with the amount the team claims to have run. FIA technical delegate Joe Bauer says the amount of fuel in Leclerc's car did not tally with the amount declared by Ferrari and therefore had reported it to the stewards. Now, the fuel declaration of car number 16 was checked before the race, before the car left the pit lane, Bauer said. There was a significant difference between the declaration of the team and the amount of fuel inside the car, as this is not in compliance with TD /12-19. So they did refer it to the stewards for consideration. The driver was unaware of the fuel concerned. You know, of course, you know, they don't get involved in that necessarily that much anyway. So with that being said, the FI race director, Michael Massey, told the media on the grid that the matter would be investigated after the race, with the stewards now needing to focus on track actions and unable to summons Ferrari members regarding this discrepancy. Ferrari has now been summoned to appear in front of the stewards after the race. So you're just going to have to kind of stay tuned. He was able to start the race from third on the grid as normal, taking second place for Max Verstappen on the opening lap. But stay tuned with this. We'll see where this actually goes. It could be, you know, and nowadays you really can't afford to do anything like this. You can't fudge anything, because boy, once you fudge it, you know, now you're in serious trouble. So, you know, that's the last thing. Well, they finally got Turkey Night off at Ventura. It wasn't, I got to tell you a story. So Scott Delosio, love that guy. So he drives all the way out to Ventura and realizes there's a sign on the wall that says postponed till Friday. So he's all concerned. He doesn't know why his cell phone didn't alert him or something. He had it on airplane mode. I don't know what he's got it on airplane mode for, unless he did it by accident. In fact, he was leaving the house. He realized he forgot a jacket. He was about 20 minutes out. He turned around, went back, got his jacket. Didn't really think that much of it. But they did get the race off Friday. And let me tell you, Kyle Larson nearly saw his Turkey Night Grand Prix end in shambles after biking hard into turn one. If you don't know what that means, that's getting up on two wheels. Somehow, somewhere, that Elk Grove driver regained his footing, kept his foot on the throttle, and carried it on as if it was just part of the game plan. Obviously it wasn't, but Larson welcomes the challenge and responded to it in kind throughout the night, beginning with his qualifying run after being a favorite to win the pole for the event postponed from Turkey Night. Larson uncharacteristically spun on his second qualifying lap, relegating him to 16th fastest and forcing him to carve through the field if he was to reach a champ or winning the race again. So Larson seemingly took it all in stride, wasn't too concerned, even on a racing surface that had been deluged by heavy rain over the past 3 days that made this 1/5 mile oceanside bull ring a true giddy-up, bucking Bronco-style ride from the word go. With all those challenges facing him, though, and even a lengthy precipitation delay during the night qualifying races, it still seemed inevitable that Larson was going to be a factor, regardless if he started mid-pack, on the tail, or in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with one arm tied behind his back. That's just how good Larson has been of late behind the wheel of a midget. And that's truly his car. He loves midgets. I mean, he is just a midget fanatic. So none of these things could have proved a hindrance to Larson, who won the prestigious race for a third time, joining Ron Sherman, who's won at 8, Billy Boat, who's won at 3, and Christopher Bell, who's won at 3, as one of the Mount Rushmore figures to win the event on at least 3 occasions following previous victories in 2012 and 2016. Larson says, "I've always run well at the Turkey Night Grand Prix," he admitted. "To get another one feels great. I had to work hard for this one. Everybody did, just to get the checkered flag. It was extremely rough but fun, too, because it was challenging and the ruts changed all throughout the race." All those challenges aside, Larson's largest thorn was teenage sensation Cannon McIntosh, who was making his first Turkey Night Grand Prix appearance and was a prime contender to become the first driver since Warren Mockler in 1986 to win his very first Turkey Night appearance. McIntosh led the field for a race-high 67 laps until Larson went full bore to the top side around him in turn 3, following a restart with 11 laps remaining to lock down his 19th career USAC National Midget win. Equaling him were Jerry Coons Jr., Stan Fox, and Jason Leffler for the 33rd all time. Yeah, so that's what you're looking for. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, more racing from Barona. We got the Sextons on the line, and that is one racing family. Can't wait. Stay tuned. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. They've got a Black Friday special going on right through till tomorrow. The discounts are high and wide. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a new Ford or a commercial vehicle, maybe you're a landscaper, end of the year, John and Samantha, we're knocking it out of the park. And we really want to thank El Cajon Ford for supporting Barona Speedway. And if you want to check out the new Barona Speedway schedule, I don't know if it's out yet, but you can always go to baronaspeedway.com just to check it out. But once the racing starts back up again, you'll just be in heaven. And I've got one of the racers out there. He's got his whole family. Which of the Sextons is calling in, my friend?
It's Brent Sexton, Grant Sexton, and Dalton Sexton.
All right. So that's old, younger, younger, and younger, right?
Yep.
So how'd you guys do this year at Barona?
Actually, we finished out the year quite well. After the season ended, they put a two-day show together, Troy and Todd and the Salazar family, and we had quite a few people from out of town, and actually put it on the podium. So one of our cars were on the podium every night. So
that's awesome.
It was a good, yeah.
So how'd the kids do? Are they going to stay in the divisions they're in right now, or are they getting ready to move up a notch?
We're talking about moving up, getting some seat time in a couple of the 360s, wing 360 cars, and there's a 305 wing series that we're looking at, and possible midget stuff, just messing around next year, but still going to be promoting the lightning sprints for sure, especially at Barona this year.
Oh yeah, the lightning sprints, really. That, I mean, since the Salazars invited them to come to the track, it's really, really ramped up the show.
It's been awesome. Those guys, Troy and Todd, like I said, and Judy, they've really, really catered to the lightning sprints this year, and looks like come next year, it's looking like they're starting the first weekend in April. We're working on schedules now, but should have about 10 races there, hopefully. Like I said, I'm just trying to finalize that schedule, hopefully by the end of this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're not driving anymore, are you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, I'm still trying to put it to these kids.
Yeah. So how'd you do last year or last season?
Points wise didn't fare as well, but we all definitely, cause we did a lot of traveling. We went back to Missouri to run a big nationals there. We went up to Washington in July and ran a nationals there. And Grant, who's right here waiting to get on the phone.
Oh yeah. Let's get him on.
He won in Missouri, but yeah, here's Grant.
Hey Grant, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
So tell the folks, how old are you?
I'm 15.
All right. How'd you like Missouri?
Oh, it was a blast.
Yeah, that's dirt track heaven back there.
Oh yeah.
How big a track did you run?
I'm not sure how big was it?
Quarter.
It was a quarter mile, but okay. It was high banked and it was fast.
So you liked it?
Oh, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. How'd you do?
I won the first night out of 42 cars, and then I got second on the final night.
Wow, and that's your first time at that track?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's great. So yeah. So what are you looking forward to next year?
Just running lightning sprints again and hopefully some seat time in a bigger car.
Yeah, exactly. So who were the sponsors that got you to the track this year?
Oh, Victory Graphics, Scott and Jimmy Keys, Troy Dirt, Swift Powder Coat, Sex and Fire Protection, BK Wings, Sexton Gallon Racing. That's the main ones.
Right. And Mom and Dad.
Oh, and Mom and Dad, of course.
So you don't have a... Who is going to pick up Antonelli's for a food sponsor? You need to get a food sponsor, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping so.
Take a run over to Antonelli's. Tell them that, hey, Dave says I should come over here and chat with you. Because I don't know if you've ever had their sandwiches, but they're off the charts.
Oh, yeah. I love their sandwiches. They're great.
I'm starving right now. Go get me one. No, I'm only kidding. So what? Now who else is sitting there sitting next to you?
My brother Dalton.
Yeah, let's talk to Dalton for a second.
All right, here's Dalton.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Dalton, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
So how old are you?
I'm 16, almost 17 next week.
What? You got a radio voice, man. You should come on the radio with me.
Yeah, maybe.
So how'd you do this year?
I did all right. I missed a lot of races because I had football this season, so I had to skip a lot of the races because my dad and brother would leave on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'd have to stay home.
You just wanted to be on the Pigskin Preview on KUSI. I know how you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping so.
Isn't that crazy what that TV station does for you guys? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they were out at our games a couple times this year.
Yeah, they cover like 30 or 40 games every Friday.
Yeah,
I wish I could get him to do the same thing for Barona, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, that'd be nice too.
Yeah, because a lot of kids race out there, you know, and
there's a lot of kids.
Yeah, and you know, and I tell you, nothing against football, but your body will survive much more in a race car than it will on a football field.
Yeah, we're covered in our suits and stuff. We're covered pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, and I try to talk to. I mean, I run into families all the time. You know, and I see a little 9-year-old or an 8-year-old boy or girl, and I says, hey, you ought to get these guys in racing. And they kind of look at me with deer in the headlight looks. And I says,
there's a lot.
Yeah. I says, how would you like them to get straight A students?
Oh. Yeah, there's a lot of kids out there on the racetrack, starting from the mini dwarfs, and then there's the junior sprints, and then there's kids in lightning sprints, pure stocks, all the way up, everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's something there for everywhere. And I think the Salazars have just done an awesome job, you know, promoting, you know, the young kids and giving them an opportunity to come race without any intimidation or threat. Because
they started this year, they had a kid come out there for a mini dwarf and they had him run and he did pretty good, I heard. And I watched that race. It was pretty fun to watch. And then there's family oriented. There's kids out there giving chances for pretty much whoever wants to come out. You can come run the mini dwarfs.
Yeah. Well, and then they started that new class, with the little front.
Hornets?
The Hornets.
Yeah, I wanted to get in one of those maybe next season, mess around.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm thinking, this might be kind of fun. And I think...
I mean, you can't really do worse than Troy did, so...
I didn't hear how he did. Was it ugly?
I heard it was pretty ugly.
That's not good. We'll just make sure he just stays a promoter and the dirt pusher. That's
they did a good job. The track at the last race of the season that they run the 2-day, that was the best track I've ever ran on. Even traveling everywhere, that is the best track I've ever ran on.
Really? Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
What is her day job? Dirt. So if anybody knows dirt, those guys know dirt.
Troy Salazar.
Yes, indeed. So have you got another brother sitting there?
No, I don't. It's just me, my dad, and my brother.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. I just didn't want to.
My dad.
I didn't want to leave anybody hanging. See, I thought your dad would jump in a Hornet. That's what I was thinking.
Hopefully. He's talking about it. But yeah. I hope we all hop in one, and a couple of my buddies want to hop in one, too.
I think Eric Evans has the right idea. What they should do is build like 10 of them and then just rent them out week by week.
That would be perfect. Just a couple of my buddies, and then whoever wants to come out, just rent a car for the week. Simple setups, easy.
Yeah, turnkey. I mean, you're not going to be doing 180 miles an hour, but you're going to have a ton of fun. And
out there running laps and banging doors.
Oh, brother! And it's a front wheel drive car, and if you're not used to a front wheel drive car, that could be a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah. So I'm sure you got the same sponsors your brother's got, right?
Yeah. All the same sponsors. Hopefully we're looking for more sponsors. So anyone that's looking to sponsor anything helps.
Yeah. How do they get a hold of you?
All right. Thank you.
How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm not saying goodbye yet. Oh. Now, how do they get a hold of you if they want to sponsor?
SextonFire@Cox.net, or you can contact my dad at 619-454-6945.
All right. And Sexton Fire, so all your cars are red?
No, they're not all red. We got different color schemes, and we're looking for new ones right now. We don't know what we're going to do.
All right. Well, tell your dad to send me an email, because I'd like to get you guys, you know, on KUSI, because trust me, your sponsors love it when you promote, you know, what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Last year we had fun out there at the track.
Oh, yeah.
Out at KUSI.
I'm telling you. Yeah, no, we're going to do another celebrity race again this year too, but try to do it where we get all the TV stations to go out on different nights and then have a championship runoff at the end of the year. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it would be. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thank you very much. Thank your dad and your other brother. We always appreciate you guys taking time out of your Sunday. I know there's no racing, so you're just kind of stuck. But I'm sure you'll find something to do.
Yeah, we're looking for stuff to do. I think we're going to go back to some big races back east and watch the midgets at the Chili Bowl.
There you go. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thank you very much. And say hi to the family, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got, I wrote it down. Where did I get it? We got Jessica Swanson. Now, her husband's been on a few times, but a lot of people don't know that Jessica races too. And we're going to chat with her when we come back right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to parisautospeedway.com. They've got your schedule out. Pick a race that I know you would just absolutely love. If you have never been, it is just the best. parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com. All right, hey, we got Jessica Swanson on the line. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So you decided you're just going to go out there and see if you can outrun your husband? You got yourself running a successful dwarf car?
Yeah, one of these days I'll try to outrun him for sure.
If anybody could do it, I think you would have that opportunity to do it. So,
I'll use all of his knowledge against him.
Yeah. Now, did you marry into racing, or did your family, were they race fans too?
I've personally raced since I was 11 years old. So I didn't grow up in necessarily a racing family, but my dad got me into it at a young age, and we did it as a family for quite some years. And after I went to college, we kind of parted ways, and I started racing for other people.
So this is kind of an interesting tidbit from Scott. You went to college and graduated, and you majored in sign language.
Yeah, my official major was deaf studies, and so all of my classes were in American Sign Language. Which is interesting because at Paris Auto Speedway specifically, I ran into many deaf fans of racing, and it's been so cool to be able to, communicate with them during Jake's autograph sessions when he's racing the sprint car there.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't, they'll sit there and go, what? How could a deaf person enjoy motorsports? But when you look at the interviews and you look at the stories on them, it's a lot of it's vibration. They can actually feel the cars, either in their chair or touching the fence, which I think is unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, racing is primarily a visual form of entertainment because you're watching the strategy and the crazy passing and the slide jobs and, the sounds are a part of it, but they're so loud you can feel it in your chest. You can feel it in a water bottle that you're holding.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only way they really miss out is, you know, they don't get to hear the driver interviews and stuff like that.
Exactly. So how did Jake do?
He did really good at turkey night this week. It was freezing cold a couple of days, but he was able to get that number 73K in the main event, and he ended up going from 26th to 11th place, so I'm pretty proud of him. He's proud of himself.
Well, I tell you, if anybody thinks that's not good, strap one of those cars on and you try it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's he's got some really good footage on his Instagram. So for the listeners, it's Jake Swanson 17, I believe, on Instagram. And his latest post shows him biking and qualifying, setting it down, and then pulling a wheelie down the front straightaway. It's absolutely insane.
He probably did that on purpose, right?
Yeah, he's a show off. Right?
Yeah, just ask him. He'll say, sure, that was exactly what I planned.
That's exactly what he did.
Well, see, that's the problem with dirt. You know, it changes, you know, constantly. And with as much rain as Ventura had last week, I mean, who knows what the track was going to be like.
Yeah, and, you know, they got some flack for how the track ended up being on, you know, Twitter. Everybody loves to complain on Twitter.
Oh, gosh.
But honestly, they got 98 laps of Turkey Night in. Kyle Larson won. There was still some really good racing because it was such a technical, crazy track that you got to see the best of the best doing actual race craft. Like, you could tell that there weren't any, like, drivers in there who made it into the show that didn't know what they were doing.
Right, exactly. And that, you know, with that type of rain and that type of a track surface, you know, that's where the challenge is, you know. And so, you know, you got to be really on your game.
Yeah.
And, you know, even Kyle Larson, I mean, he came back from mid-pack.
Right.
And took the win. But you know what? I think if you would ask him, out of all the forms of racing, which does he love the most? And I think it's on the dirt.
Yeah. I mean, I think anybody who's gotten to drive midgets and sprint cars would be biased towards them. I mean, I've had the opportunity to run a full midget for Mitch Johnson with 6-8 Motorsports. I've run the WMR midgets a few times this year and had some success. And man, those are real race cars, you know, and the form on short circle track dirt surfaces, it's just bad to the bone, you know. You go all out for 30 laps. What's better than that?
Oh, you're not going to get an argument out of me. And like I said, I've never raced, but I did have an opportunity. I don't know if you know Randy Waitman.
Uh-huh, I do know him.
So he says, you want to drive my car? I said, yeah. I says, but on two conditions. He goes, what's that? I says, if I wreck it, I don't have to pay for it.
That's the biggest thing.
That's the biggest. And number two, I want to go out there by myself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've never been side by side with somebody else. So I go out there, and, man, I'm in Barona. You know, and it took a little while to get used to because the pedals are pushed down, not pushed forward, which was odd. And the steering wheel's kind of like a school bus, which was odd. And of course he gave me all these instructions, and I said, yeah, right. I hit the switch, pushed the button, and kapoo, I shot out of the chute, did about 10 laps, came in, and he goes, man, he says, you never done this before? I goes, nope, first time. He says, you did really well. I says, well, let me go out again and I'll open my eyes. Because I'm serious as a heart attack. Once you get used to turning right to go left,
mm-hmm.
It'll make the hair stand up on the back of your neck, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
So are you guys looking at this as a hobby, or are you eventually hoping someday to go pro?
You know, it's never been a hobby. It's way too expensive for a hobby, you know. It's more of a career / lifestyle that we live,
gotcha.
Whether you want to call it professional or not. I mean, USAC is a professional level of racing. Obviously, there's higher levels, you know, World of Outlaw, and then there's NASCAR. But, you know, you want to stick with the things that are fun.
Sure.
And, you know, World of Outlaw for Jake, I can totally see him doing that one day.
Yeah.
Me, I'm just trying to crack back into USAC. I'm trying to get, you know, some more midget rides and possibly a 360 sprint car ride.
Wow.
And, you know, the two of us being married and living in this world, we really support each other in anything we want to do with racing, and so we're kind of like full speed ahead with our racing careers as of now. Yeah.
Well, you're right. It's too expensive. You know, it's too expensive. You know, to make it a hobby unless you have all the money in the world.
Exactly, and that's not our scenario.
No, I understand. You guys work really, really hard on it. And I've said this to Jake numerous times, maybe talking to you it'll work. But anytime you guys want to haul your car and his car down to San Diego and get back on KUSI TV and do it for your sponsors, probably more so than anything, I am happy to oblige. And that's the number one watch morning show in San Diego. And you'll get
tons of eyeballs. Awesome. Well, we'll have to find a day to do that.
Yeah. Now, you're at a track right now in Arizona, right?
We are. We're at ET Motor Park. It's the last race of the season. Jake's running the non-wing show tonight. I think it's like a... I might be wrong. It's like a crate 360 class with a little more rules, kind of more of a spec class. But they've got a good purse tonight.
Has he done any qualifying or done any hot lapping?
He just came back in from hot lapping. I can hear his car outside right now.
Is he smiling?
Oh, he's serious. You know, as racers, we'll smile once we cross the checker. Hopefully in first.
So, kind of, because I always do this with everybody that calls in, kind of run off some of your big sponsors.
My biggest sponsor and supporter would be Jake Swanson Shop Technology. We, you know, we have that business together where we do, ARS and CSI shocks on, the West Coast for 410 sprint cars, 360s, midget guys, micro guys, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big plug I got to throw out there. Also Pit Image, they are a graphics and apparel company in Simi Valley, and No Limit Powder Coating. I bought springs, Don't Lose Apparel. Those are the main sponsors for now, but we're always looking for more, and with our big schedule next season, we're definitely excited to bring on some new partnerships.
So you're gonna hit it hot and heavy next year, huh?
Oh yeah, 2020 is looking big
for both of you, right?
For both of us, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now does he help you with driving tips and suggestions, or do you pretty much do your own thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's been a really good coach of mine. I used to be a pavement racer, so when I transitioned over to dirt, I needed a lot of coaching. He finally told me, like, this year that I became a real racer. This year. I've been racing for, like, 15 years or something like that. And I'm like, I just became a real racer this year? Okay, thanks, Jake.
Yeah, right. That's real nice of you.
You made it.
That is so funny. Yeah. So,
I'll make it.
So what did you race on asphalt? What division?
I raced for Focus Midgets. I was the first female to win 2 USAC championships in the same year. And then I raced modified for a few years. I raced in the televised Lucas Oil Modified Series.
Yeah.
That was super fun. And I raced some late models. And, yeah, that's about it on pavement. And then I switched over to dirt, and I run, you know, dwarf cars,
right.
Midgets, and...
I love the dwarf car series. I just think those are so much fun. The power,
they're cost affordable.
Yeah, they are. And the power to weight ratio is just stupid.
Right, and then they've got those awful skinny tires and you really can't get the power down. So I've learned a lot of car control with the Dorf car. And hey, Damian Gardner came from Dorf cars. He might not admit that, but that's where he came from. So
he will not admit that.
Thanks for looking up.
He will not admit that. I guarantee. All right. Well, you know what? Scott said that I was going to really enjoy this interview, and he is 100% right. So you can just tell Jake he lost his job. From now on, you are going to be the Swanson representative, okay?
All right. I'll tell him he's out.
All right. Well, go over there and wish him luck, and then send me an email, and I'll send you some Racer Radio stickers so you can put them on your cars.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one, kiddo.
You do. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm actually going to do something different. I'm going to run the calendar, which I didn't run in my You Ought to Know show because I had Larry Villaquette on. So stay tuned. I'm going to give you a little rundown of what's going on car show-wise right here in San Diego County. When you know, and I know one thing for sure, I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, located 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. They work on your everyday driver as well as your sand car, dirt car, drag car, anything to do with motorsports. They are truly into it. Big time. That Certified Car Clinic, just go to www.certifiedcarcare.net. That's certifiedcarcare.net. And if you happen to be one of these folks that's into upgrading the water hoses and air lines and vacuum lines underneath your car with the braided lines, Hose Specialties can take care of that for you, and they're located right there at Certified Car Clinic. They'll take care of all of your designs. They'll help you with whatever it is that you're trying to do with whatever type of car it is. And trust me, you will be thrilled. All right, so I'm just going to run this car calendar because I haven't done it in a while, and Hot Rod Holly was going to do it, and she's out and about. So this is an updated as of the 25th of last month. So we'll have to scroll past. Well, actually, the second and fourth Wednesday, they have what they call the Good Old Boys Breakfast in El Cajon at 8 a.m. at Bonnie's Cafe at 596 Broadway in El Cajon. Now, it's open to all clubs or no club, and the only kicker is guys only. So it's kind of a guys club. Happy Days, Car Gathering in Rancho San Diego at 4 p.m., that'll resume on 12/5 because it happened to hit right on Thanksgiving. And that is Bring Your Hot Rod Custom Classic, and it's a family affair, so bring the whole gang. And then every Friday, American Retro Diner in El Cajon. It's at 795 Arnell. It's right next to Boot Barn off Johnson. So when in rain, drive your door slammer. But come on out to American Retro Diner. And then if you're in the Huntington Beach area, every Saturday, Donut Derelicts. They're on Adams Avenue Donuts at Magnolia. You can go to info@rodshows.com. Also every Saturday in Fallbrook, Rods and Relics, right there at the Sunrise Cafe on Highway 76 in Mission. That's a 7 a.m. arrival every Saturday. Also every Saturday in Bonita, so that's the other end of the spectrum, Dunkers and Clunkers. The Bonita Donuts at 4414 Bonita Road, right behind the Bank of America and the Arco Station. Also every Saturday, Poinsettia Village Shopping Center. That's in Carlsbad, right southwest corner off Highway 5 and Poinsettia Drive. And then also every Saturday, Oceanside Cruisers Breakfast. That's in Oceanside. Starts at 8:30 at Start Fresh Cafe at 1034 South Coast Highway. And then the last Saturday of every month, the Santee Drive-In does a classic rod and custom. You enter at the Sellers Gate. That's at 9 a.m. And then also every Sunday in El Cajon at Rods and Donut Social. That's also at the American Retro Diner. I think we just mentioned that. Yeah, so that's at 7 o'clock. And then what do we got here? We've got the first Tuesday of the month, Imperial Beach Car Show. Starts at 4 o'clock, Palm Avenue and Seacoast Drive. I'm glad to see they put a car show down in the South Bay. And then every Thursday, Happy Days Car Gathering at Rancho Santa Fe at 4 p.m. at Carl's Jr. on Hamishaw Road. And then in Santa Anita Park on the 7th, the Moon Eyes Christmas Party. And then the first Saturday in Poway, the In-N-Out Burger at 11 a.m., 12890 Greg Court, right there in the Kohl's parking lot. And then on 12-7 again, Christmas on Main in Lakeside will feature a car show edition. So if you're interested, you have to RSVP to 619-390-9735. And then on the 8th, the 34th Annual Street Masters Christmas Cruise for Kids. That'll be at the Torrey Pines High School at 3710 Delmar Heights Road. Pancake breakfast by the world-renowned chefs, so you want to check that out. 760-315-2057. And then we've got on December the 8th or the second Sunday, Cars and Coffee on the Mesa, JBA Auto Center. It's just one of those places where if you want to go burn up some tires, they're happy to do that for you. And then on the 14th, a Kimball Holiday Car Show in National City. And just go to nationalcityca.gov. And then on the 21st, the third Saturday, Cars and Coffee Calumet Collection. That's in San Marcos. And then the 71st Grand National Roadster Show starts in January. Oh, and before we go too much farther, Hot Rod Holly is going to be doing her Christmas cruise again this year. And it'll be on Christmas Day. All makes, all models, anybody that wants to show up. I think she's doing the Alpha Project again this year, which is to help adults out. So brand new socks, jackets, underwear, toiletries for men and women will be deeply appreciated. And you guys will all meet at KUSI. Normally it's during the week, so I moved it up to 7 a.m. arrival time instead of 6 a.m. So you'll have an opportunity to come on out, hang out with the KUSI crowd. And Holly will definitely, she'll lead the pack. And they will head out to, the Alpha Project and help a lot of people, put a lot of smiles on their face. Now, if you have a car event or would like to promote your event on TV, just go to stalld@cox.net, and that's stalld@cox.net. And right now I am booking into January, so if you got an event coming up, you want to get on the calendar. The return on investment, which your investment is zero, is off the charts. I mean, we get people that get a bump in their attendance by 20, 30, 40% sometimes, even more. It doesn't cost anything. Plus, you get a copy of the segment. You can put it on your website. And then, of course, we always try to do a calendar every Sunday here on KCBQ. It just so happened I got a little wrapped up with one of my guests calling in from Toledo, Ohio, Larry Villaquette. So, yeah, stalld@cox.net, stalld@cox.net. Also, programming note, I've extended the gun show, which is coming up next, to 2 hours. So you're more than welcome to stay on the line and take a listen. Whether you're a gun enthusiast or not, sometimes, you know, just, I don't know. But I tell you, it would behoove you to listen, because we don't just talk shooting. We talk about the laws, what the government's trying to pull, things that you need to be aware of, because we need your vote. We need your support. Plus, Michael Schwartz does an awesome job with a voter guide. You know, because sometimes, you know, you'll read these voter guides, you don't know who these people are. Like, who are these people? I've never even heard of them. Well, Michael Schwartz and his team do a deep dive into all of the candidates. He physically interviews them, talks to them. In fact, there are times he'll actually bring them on radio if they're a Second Amendment enthusiast. And this is just a little plug, but anytime you can throw $10 a month at Michael to support his cause will benefit you and your family in the long run. San Diego County Gun Owners does it, just an unbelievable job keeping, you know, it's kind of like when I deal with San Diego Off-Road Coalition, who are trying to keep the deserts alive, right? Well, Michael and his team are trying to keep you safe from the government trying to take your guns away. And I will close the show with this. I'm happy to give up my guns anytime a politician can show me a 6-month working plan that they're taking guns away from the criminals. And if you can do that, then you can have my guns. But until then, you're not getting them. And it's funny, I did talk to a politician the other day at KUSI, and I won't mention his name. And I pitched him that. And I says, you do that, you can have it. He goes, we can't do that. I go, why not? He says, you know how difficult it would be to take guns away from the criminals? That's virtually impossible. Oh, so I see. So you're going to take them away from me. Well, it is what it is. By the way, anytime you're not sitting in your car or you're sitting next to a radio, you can download the free KCBQ app. You can listen to us all over the planet as long as you have the app. We're also on iHeartRadio, so there's no reason why you can't catch all 5 hours. That's right, 5 hours. I love what I do. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. What do we got, about a minute? 10 seconds. Oh, my gosh. Run, run, run. All right. Thanks, folks. Hope you enjoyed the first three. You're going to love the next two. FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.